SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce from Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. We already have learned some of the sports in Dutch. If you need a little refresher, I encourage you to go to the website and find lesson 12, which is all about your sports. Today, we are still learning about sports, but more about things that we might need or around competitions and games. So if you are a team player or you play in group sports or competitions, this is your lesson to go. I will teach you some valuable words and sentences. I'll teach you the word first, then I'll just put it into a random but useful sentence that I say in Dutch twice for you to listen and at least grab the context. I'll share your translation, and then I really want you to try and use this word throughout your week to make these words stick. Let's start with the word for game. So we've got a few different words for a game or a contest. The most common word is a wedstrijd, de wedstrijd. And strijd is always like striving, striding for something, like back in the day in wars where you have to like fight to win something. De wedstrijd. In a zin, ons team traint hard om de volgende wedstrijd te winnen. Ons team traint hard om de volgende wedstrijd te winnen. Our team trains hard, trains well to win the next game. Winnen is therefore to win, but today I will also teach you the past tense, same as English goes with win and have won, where it changes the vowel. That is what happens here as well. Another word that we use here today is your score. Pretty much the same as in English, but obviously Dutch pronunciation. Can you guess how we say score? Score. You scored that 1 point for us. Well done. So in de zin, we hebben de scoren bijgehouden. En ons team heeft gewonnen. We hebben de scoren bijgehouden. En ons team heeft gewonnen. So we kept the score. And our team has won. Aside from winning, which we always hope, sometimes we lose. So to lose is verliezen, verliezen. And this is a big irregular verb because in past tense it sounds like verloren, verloren. So verliezen and verloren. In de zin, het andere team was beter. En we hebben de wedstrijd verloren. Het andere team was beter. En we hebben de wedstrijd verloren. So the other team was better. and we have lost the game. Coming back to our game, we can use a very Dutch word, I'd say, for more of a hobby game. So let's say you're just hanging out with your friends and you play a game of tennis. Then that game is obviously not official or necessarily professional, but just you among your friends. That word is called a potje. So het potje is a friendly game with your friends or as a hobby. De zin, het tennisracket ligt klaar voor een potje tennis op de baan. Het tennisracket ligt klaar voor een potje tennis op de baan. The tennis racket is ready for a game of tennis on the tennis court, or the court, which is the baan. So in the light of matches, whenever we play multiple matches, we are in a tournament. And a tournament is the first part very similar, but then we change it up a little. Tournament in Dutch is het toernooi, as if you're taking a tour of matches. Het toernooi. In this perhaps slightly different and difficult sentence, let's try out het toernooi. We kijken uit naar het volgende toernooi om onze vaardigheden te laten zien. Lots of different phrases all put together. Nonetheless, important phrases that Dutchies use a lot. We kijken uit naar het volgende toernooi om onze vaardigheden te laten zien. So we are looking forward to the next tournament to show, to let see, to show our skills. Another common word that we need is a goal. So this could be scoring a goal, like scoring a goal in soccer, or like the actual goal where you shoot your ball into. That is het doel. The goal, het doel. We spelen voetbal in het park met een bal en een doel. We spelen voetbal in het park met een bal en een doel. We play soccer or football, if you ask us, in the park with a ball and a goal. The next word that we might know, and is actually the same, is a net. A net is het net. Very easy, but nonetheless, we want to know for sure that it's a similar word as English. De zin, er is een net in het midden van het volleybalveld. Er is een net in het midden van het volleybalveld. So there is a net in the middle of the volleyball field or the volleyball court. Another thing that we need to know is taking a shot, because if you're taking a shot for a ball in whatever game it might be, we want to brag about it a little bit, don't we? So a shot, a lot of the times when we have an SH in the beginning, a sh sound in English, in Dutch you will find that we translate that with an SCH and sch sound instead. Same here, a shot is een schot. Het schot,
the shot.
Ik oefen mijn schot om beter te worden in basketbal. Ik oefen mijn schot om beter te worden in basketbal. I practice my shot to become, to be better at basketball, or we say in basketball. Now, we don't want to cheat. We want to play honest. And honest is a pretty high value in the Dutch culture. Honest is eerlijk. Eerlijk. Het is belangrijk om eerlijk te spelen tijdens een competitie. Het is belangrijk om eerlijk te spelen tijdens een competitie. It is important to play honestly or honest during a competition. Aside from honest, in English we also say to play fair, but we use honest in it. So in that case, you can use eerlijk as well. Now, if you want to say that we're satisfied or content with our achievements or with our exercise even, then you can say voldaan. So satisfied in this case is voldaan. So you've done something, gedaan, and not necessarily that you're full of it, but you've practiced at your fullest whatever you have done, and that makes you very satisfied. Voldaan. Na de training voelen mijn spieren moe aan, maar ik ben voldaan. Na de training voelen mijn spieren moe aan, maar ik ben voldaan. So after the training, my muscles feel tired, but I am satisfied. So this is your new list of words that you can use whenever you're training, doing a competition, winning, losing, whatever you like. As long as you promise me, and make that a competition, to use these words throughout the week. Heb een hele fijne week en tot volgende week. Doei!